Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, February 24th. A mixed bag in the grains overnight, corn steady, wheat down 1 to 2, beans up 3 to 4. The Ag Outlook Forum released some supply and demand numbers this morning, so let's take a look at those numbers. They peg the U.S. corn crop at 14.065 billion bushels. That's on a yield of 170.7 bushels per acre. That is down almost 4 from last year's 174.6 bushels and leaves ending stocks at 2.25 billion bushels versus last year's 2.320. That's down only 105 billion bushels. A lot of that caused by a decrease in usage and also a decrease in exports. So what that does is it pegs their estimated price up only a dime from last year, from 350 to 360. And again, we've got March corn flat at 365.5, May corn flat 372.5. We'll be switching to the May after today as the March options expire this afternoon. Taking a look at wheat, March down a penny and a half at 436.5. Kansas City March down 1¾ at 456. Back to the corn for a second. Export sales were 1 million metric tons. That's below the average estimates of between 1.1 and 1.5. So again, March Kansas City wheat down 1¾ at 456. Exports there were good, 707,000 versus estimates of between 400 and 600,000. The Outlook Forum estimate for next year's wheat crop, 1.837 billion bushels versus 2.310 this year, leaving stocks at 905 million bushels, under a billion, and a couple hundred million under last year's 1.139 billion bushels on a yield of 47.1 bushels per acre, down about 10% from last year's. And beans finishing up 4 cents in the March at 10.15.5. November up 3 cents at 10.07.5. Overnight and yesterday, the November beans bounced off the 100-day moving average, coming in at 10.02¼, and now are slightly above that trend line going back to last August. We'll see if we can get a bounce after 5 consecutive losing days, giving up about 32 cents. Export sales were weak, 442,000 versus estimates of between 700,000 and 1.1 million. Outlook Forum's numbers for beans, a crop of 4.180 billion bushels versus last year's 4.307 on a yield of 48 versus last year's 52.1, leaving ending stocks unchanged at 420 million bushels. So in spite of the increase in acreage, we still have a lower production this year. Again, last year's bean numbers were just outstanding, to say the least. So that could make things interesting if there is any kind of problem in the beans this year. That leaves an ending price based on these numbers at $9.60 a bushel. Excuse me. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 12 points at 100.93, crude oil down 59 cents a barrel at 53.86, and the stock market down about 80 in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you could reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.